You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Michigan Senate has approved a new budget for the next fiscal year and sent it on to Governor Snyder for his signature. The $49.5 billion spending plan includes additional funding for local governments, schools, and some money for transportation. But some longer-term questions still remain. State Senator Tanya Schutmaker represents Kalamazoo and part of Van Buren County. She's also the chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Thank you for being with us this morning.
It's great to be here.
You wrote an opinion piece on funding education in Michigan, pointing out the increases for K-12, higher education, the Great Start Readiness Program in this year's budget. The criticism from the other side is that it doesn't really make up for the previous cuts over the past few years. What's your response to that?
Well, a lot of the money that they used to say that is no longer there was one-time stimulus money from the federal government. And so I think it's unfair to use that as their calculation for not making it whole. We only cut education once that first year when the economy was really bad because we had no other choice. But I think that this budget really does show a priority of this administration along with this legislature to funding our educational priorities. Higher education is getting a 2% increase. The K-12 budget is also getting over $400 million than they did last year. It represents about a 3% increase over last year's budget. So I really think that this is really putting our priorities straight with in line with education needs of our students. And for the first time ever, it's one of the largest increases in the Great Start Readiness Program.
Governor Snyder has wanted a long-term plan for funding road projects. He'd like an additional $1.2 billion for infrastructure. That's not included in the budget. If there is going to be some sort of long-term plan for improving roads and bridges, how would you like to see it paid for?
Well, definitely our roads definitely need to be invested in, and the question is how to do that. We represent a constituency out there, and the vast majority of the people that I talked to were not in favor of what Governor Snyder had proposed, which was a gas tax or registration fee. So that's why you did not see that in there, is because the people are not behind it. But what we did, we're able to fund is that we put in an additional $121 million to match our federal transportation funds, plus at least another $115 million in roads and risk reserve fund for road projects. So you will start to see a lot of the local road projects improved upon. And, you know, we'll consider all summer how to go about paying for our roads. And possibly one of the proposals out there is to put on the ballot to let the people decide a 1 cent tax. A sales tax increase, so which would bring us up competitively with our neighboring states. So you might still see that, or you might not, but that continues to be discussed.
If you put some sort of sales tax increase proposal on the ballot, would there be some sort of plan B, sort of like was done with Proposal A back in the 90s, that if this doesn't pass, it means we're going to go in a different direction and raise this fee or tax or whatever to raise the money necessary?
That's not really been discussed at all, a plan B. It's just really, you know, if the people out there believe their roads need to be invested on, they'll find the money to do it. So it remains to be seen exactly what the language will be, but I doubt that there will be an either-or type thing like in Proposal A.
The budget does not include any money for Medicaid expansion. That's something else that the governor has said that he would like to see. Is any expansion of Medicaid, which is allowed under the Federal Affordable Care Act, likely to get some traction in the legislature perhaps later this summer or in the fall?
Well, those federal dollars were not built into the budget that the legislature passed out. I know the House is working on a kind of a counter proposal. One of the concerns we had is that, you know, everyone needs to have skin in the game. And when you have socialized medicine, you know, there's no skin in the game, so to speak. And so is to put in that, you know, people take responsibility for their outcomes and their own healthy lifestyles, that, you know, they're not smoking 3 packs of cigarettes and then wondering why they've got, you know, cancer. Is really to, you know, have people take more responsibility. And that's kind of the problem that people were seeing with the federal government Medicaid expansion. So we're going to you know, talk to people all summer long. We're going to have probably further hearings on the Medicaid issue. And I know the House continues. There's a bill out there that continues to work on this measure to kind of built in kind of a fiscal sustainability model in it.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Another issue where the governor seems to be somewhat at odds with members of his own party is over the issue of funding the Common Core standards, the national standards, which is part of the education budget here. Actually, it's not allowed under the current budget. Where does this stand with lawmakers, and why has this become a contentious issue?
Well, once again, what the Common Core said is it's a very, you know, noble pursuit, with, which is to have a common standard to kind of raise our educational objectives comparable to other states and other nations. The critics will say that it is kind of big government overreach, and that really you're kind of having a federal government takeover.
Okay.
So that All right. issue will be remain to be debated as well.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Gordon.
State Senator Tanya Shoemaker, she represents Kalamazoo and part of Van Buren County in the Michigan Senate.